From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Audie Cornish, and right now, this is the number one song in America.
I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down?
It's called Thrift Shop by a rapper who calls himself Macklemore and his producer, Ryan Lewis. The buzz about the group is that they've made it to the top all by themselves, independently, without being signed by a major label. This almost never happens. But as NPR's Zoe Chase from our Planet Money team reports, this isn't quite the rags-to-riches tale it appears to be, though it does say a lot about the way the music industry is changing.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis love the story that they are too cool for the record deal. They made this video spoof where they imagine a sweaty record exec trying to sign them.
We want to change your life. You sign with a major label, and I am prepared to offer you a pair of shoes and a can of beans.
It's the standard major label record contract, the same one Chubby Checker had. Rest in peace.
Also, after their album came out, Macklemore sent out the following tweet. 78,000 sold independently. I could have never dreamed this. Thank you all. Hashtag Sharkface Gang. The problem is, to say that these records were sold independently, it is not entirely true. Because Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, they hired a company to help them. A company called ADA, Alternative Distribution Alliance, which sounds like a small independent outfit, but it's really not.
But they are also an arm of Warner Music Group, Warner Brothers Record. So that's where things get a little spicy.
This is Paul Porter, former radio programmer, covers commercial music on his site, raprehab.com. ADA is owned by Warner Music Group, about as far from independent as you can get. But Macklemore and Lewis's rise to stardom is an indication of something new, of a power shift, away from the major labels and to the artist.
First memories of Seattle hip-hop. I remember the sit and spin. Listen to Rap Attack, listen to...
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis spent their early years hustling, playing clubs in Seattle, building a local following in a way you couldn't do just 10 years ago. Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube. They eventually brought in enough money to make their first hire, a booking agent, Zach Quillen. He focused on small venues that didn't cost too much to get to.
Portland, Eugene, San Francisco, like where could we get nearby economically, and are these markets connected enough to Seattle that the word had potentially spread?
And they sold out shows. And this is the point where, in the old way of doing things, a label would have probably entered the picture. They would have signed this hot young act and together put out a full-length album. And the label would take home a big percentage of sales. Paul Porter, former radio programmer, he remembers how it was.
You know, back in the day, an album or CD might have sold for $12.99. And an artist's percentage of that could be something like $1.25.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, they went a different route. Took the money they'd made from touring and made their own album, which is cheaper to do than it used to be, meaning they get to keep a lot more of the money and they don't have to pay back in advance from the record company. Next, they had to get the record heard. This is where we get to that distribution deal with that company, ADA. Macklemore and Lewis needed ADA to get the record in stores. But with their own album and their own following, they had more negotiating power to get a better deal than they would have in the past.
What?
So that's how things are different. You can get pretty big on your own. But to get huge, says Gary Truss from Billboard, you still need the thing you've always needed. You need the radio.
You know, radio still has such a huge reach. It's, you know, up over 90% of people still use radio.
Including a group essential for becoming a superstar, seventh graders.
I can't sleep without music on, so I have it in my room constantly.
Holly Herder is 13 and from right outside Seattle, where Macklemore is from. But to reach her required more than tweets and sold-out shows. It took the radio.
I was listening to 107.7, and they do these recommendations. So I heard, if you like the Beastie Boys and you'd like Macklemore, and they played Thrift Shop, and I liked it.
And when it comes to getting on the radio, Billboard's Gary Truss says there is only one route.
You really can't get a hit at this point on radio without major label backing it.
And that's what Macklemore and Lewis did to carry them across the finish line, get to top 40 radio, get the number one song in the country. They went old school. They tapped Warner Music Group, not some quasi-independent subsidiary, but the real deal. Warner gets them on the radio in exchange for a cut of the profits.
They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard.
So what to make of the rise of Macklemore and Lewis? They did do a lot of it on their own, independently, sacrificing less than they'd have had to in the past. But the lesson of Macklemore and Lewis is that to clear the last hurdle, get to the top of the charts, you still have to pay the majors. Zoe Chase, NPR News. I'm looking for a come up. This is a hustle.